Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out this week, downloading and sharing on the Apple Podcast, leaving the five-star reviews, liking the button, ringing the bell. Your boys are here to play the Critical Hit. Isn't that how it goes?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure this is the all-new, all-different Critical Hit.
Can we go back to the all, you know, old, all...
Fine. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week.
Yeah, we're no longer on Cartoon Network, Sam. We're now on Adult Swim.
Yeah, all right, noted. I am ready to start cursing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can't have that.
We can fake curse. We can talk about
hard work. Let's see.
Please don't. It's the worst part of Brandon Sanderson.
Let's see. We were doing something the last time, Rodrigo. So how about you take us on an adventure very high into the sky?
Okay.
Up and away in my beautiful...
Sorry. So last time...
Critical Hit.
It's like you're not even trying anymore.
Or we're trying too hard.
I think you're trying too hard. That's the problem. You guys, you're in your heads, guys.
Okay. Give us another chance. Do 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, and we'll go.
Oh, I can't risk that. So what happened last time?
We figured out maybe a secret god frequency that some people were communicating with, possibly, perhaps.
Well, most importantly, we were on the way to see Vecna.
That's right. Yeah. The map was decoded.
We were on some eagles heading up a mountain on Vecna's island.
Yeah.
Eagles.
And also,
does anybody else picture Vecna as looking exactly like Steve Jobs?
No.
Okay. No.
That would be pretty funny.
I basically picture him as looking like the big bad guy from Rainbow Bright.
Oh, Lurky?
No, the dark one. That's just a cape and spooky eyes.
Like Venger. Okay,
I bet we're going to find out if our eagles make it to the top of the mountain, Rodrigo.
All right.
We'll see.
You don't. You
way to go, Brian.
I don't know that that's the recap that I wanted, but it's the recap I deserve, I'm sure.
That'll teach you to GM this game for almost 500 episodes.
Yeah.
So that'll teach you to ask us for things.
All right. So, yes, as you guys pointed out, you had found Vecna's secret island, had made it to the shore, and looked up at a massive red spiky mountain that has a keep at the very top of it. You looked at the mountain and thought to yourselves, nope, and summoned a bunch of giant eagles to take you to the keep at the very top.
Yep.
Was that so hard?
I think we got there in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I guess.
In our own unique way.
Also, Chow is the dog on the ship.
Succinct is really over something dark-sided. I lost a word, but it would have been really, really important and prosaic and deep.
Right. So, you guys climb on some eagles, and the eagles take off flying. And so if you, as you all are aware, I'm sure, birds don't just fly straight up into the air like helicopters.
they got to ride those thermals like the Animorphs.
That's exactly right. fortunately, this island is clearly rife with volcanic activity. if you'll recall, there were lots of sections of the mountain that were spewing out this noxious gas. So there's plenty of heat for you to lift up. In fact, there's a lot of heat. The once you begin to approach the mountain, and as you go up higher and higher, this place is pretty hot. It's not like, you know, it's not going to kill you hot. It's not like taking fire damage hot, but it is definitely uncomfortable in your leather armor hot. Yeah. So you all, or rather the eagles, begin to get into these upward spiraling patterns once you guys locate a vent that's going to give you enough of an updraft. You all begin to rise and rise and rise farther and farther up until you start to get a better look at the keep. It is really huge. I mean, this wall, it's really difficult because when you compare it to the size of the mountain, it doesn't look that big. But now that you're starting to get above it, you can see that this is a really massive area. There is an entire kind of castle within the walls of this fortress, as well as other buildings. It's kind of a more of a campus than anything else. And it looks really kind of dilapidated. Like it looks like the masonry is good, so it's not completely falling apart, but definitely it looks like nobody has, you know, replaced like a parapet that fell off here, or you know, definitely nobody has come out to clean the rocks or prevent moss from growing on them, or replace anything that has eroded away. So it just looks like it's kind of in some amount of disrepair. As you guys rise above it and the eagles kind of start aligning themselves to land, we'll say a little Sparkles eagle kind of jerks to the side as it's preparing kind of its final approach. Just very suddenly, just one of its wings jerks and kind of sends you in a different direction from all the other ones.
Uh-oh. Ah!
What's going on?
When you look at the eagle, it looks like it's kind of out of it. In fact, the rest of your eagles kind of start having similar problems as... They pretty quickly go from a pretty controlled flight to plummeting. But, you know, they've got feathers and stuff, so it's really more of a spirally tumble as you guys head for the rocks.
Oh, no.
I brace for impact.
Okay.
Lift up, try to...
Yeah, bring the nose up.
Bring the nose up.
I prepare for a skills challenge.
No!
Oh, no.
Yeah. Not a skills challenge. What's the best part about doing a skills challenge in a game, Rodrigo?
The best part is really kind of letting you guys do your
hang
thing.
Ourselves with our own rope.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a lot of that, right? It's like all I really have to do is keep a handle on the fiction and just be like, well, that's not going to work here or whatever. And it's mostly to keep things interesting, because if you're doing the same thing every time, it's not that much fun. You guys can go ahead and roll initiative. But it's like a controlled environment in which you guys can have some control of the narrative. All right. Orim.
Is it not good?
36.
Randus.
A modified 20.
Okay. Sakaar.
33.
Little Sparkle.
27.
Okay. Man, that heat must really be getting to Little Sparkle.
Yeah, right? Oh, whatever it is, you know, it affects birds most strongly.
That makes sense. And cat.
Not last. 24.
All right.
Well, sure, but I mean...
Let's see if you can keep that up.
Yeah.
So, yes, as I said... your eagles are now unconscious and you guys are tumbling down. Some of you are falling onto, probably going to crash land onto the actual keep. But some of you are probably going to land on the rocks outside, possibly way farther down the mountain. So the aim of this skills challenge is one, don't die or not to die. And two, hopefully to kind of make it so that everybody is roughly in the same area.
Oh, okay.
So let's start with Orym.
Wow, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to have to, as I'm about to crash into the ground, I'm going to have to do a big acrobatics flip and see if I can land on that little outcropping there and see if I can reach that.
Okay, yeah, I'll allow it.
And I roll a 30.
That is not going to make it.
Oh, my. Then I might want to try extra hard. Wait a minute. Don't I have something?
You can reroll athletics.
I think I can reroll my athletics free of charge.
But did you roll acrobatics?
I rolled acrobatics. I think it's both. Let me double check.
Okay. Agile athlete does allow you to roll twice with both acrobatics and athletics.
There we go.
So you can do it.
34.
34 doesn't make it either.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
We're dead.
Yeah, wow. If that's a 34 and that was the mid-range hit, I think I'm going to have to spin that action point that we earned and reroll that one more time.
Yeah,
well,
luckily,
this is a new day, right? Like, we don't actually have any... I mean, we have a action point, but there's not, like, an extra one
guys,
that you've earned.
You guys have rest, yeah, you guys have rested since your last encounter, so you're at base. So you have one action point, and if you spend an action point, you get to reroll both dice.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. So here we go with the first one.
Ah!
Epic fail. One more time, 44. How does that hit you for a nat 20?
All right.
Did you just roll a nat 1 and a nat 20?
I did, back to back.
Well, that's average.
I suppose it is.
But when I rolled a 10, that was a 34. Wow. Okay, well, there goes my acrobatics, so hooray. Okay.
Yep, so as things come down, Orym flips off of his eagle, does a little tumble, maybe has a moment in which he kind of feels like he's not going to quite land it, but manages to land on the outer wall of the keep, at which point his eagle just like smashes into the ground.
Oh, poor eagle. Is he okay, or did he break his neck like a bird that hit the window?
I mean, I don't know what happens to spirit eagles when they die, but this one died.
Oh no.
Which takes us to Sakaar.
Wait, what happens to I'm one next. Spirit eagle. Oh man, I just used that power.
I know, right?
Okay. So am I spinning towards infinity, towards a rock or the ground or some sort of rock and ground?
No, you are spinning towards finality.
Finality. That sounds even worse.
Yeah.
Also a little bit pedantic, but what are you going to do? Okay, so Little Sparkle's eagle is unconscious.
Yes.
Is Little Sparkle unconscious?
No, she's awake.
Okay. All the eagles are responding poorly.
Yep.
So my eagle is also probably nearly unconscious.
Yes.
Okay. Trying to think of a thing that isn't acrobatic, because I don't want to can't use acrobatics. But everything that I can think of that might fall under athletics would also fall under acrobatics, which is dumb and also bad and dumb. Hang on, I'm going to look at something. Ha! You know what I can do? Here's what I can do.
Okay.
I am going to use my own keen, you should excuse the expression, eagle eyes to look and see if there is a place that makes sense for all of us to try and aim for, perceiving it with my perception in a perceptive fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, let me do that.
Yep.
Okay, good. Because otherwise I didn't know what I was going to do. About a 35.
35 is not going to do it.
Oh, man.
Crud.
We're just not rolling great.
We are not.
Yeah, I don't know what you're omanning about.
Somewhat high.
You guys, like, this skill challenge actually has the exact same DC as the last one, which you guys crushed.
Well, averages out.
Yeah.
So we have three possible failures. We need 9 successes minus 1, so we need 7 more successes. That's how math works, kids.
Oh, you just need 7 more. It's 8
Stay
total.
In school. should I action point?
I think athletics is a good one for you to action point on, since you do get to roll 2 dice.
Oh, this is right. Perception, but yes. It holds. Yeah, what he's saying is true.
Yeah, I can double roll athletics too. So, yes, I will use an action point and I will re-roll my perception. Smoke got in my eyes, coming out of one of those, calderas.
Yep.
Still there, the smoke. Yep. In my eyes as I roll a 32. I hate everything.
All right. Any other shenanigans you can throw into this?
That's all the shenanigans I know I can throw into it. Unless somebody has an ability to command me to re-roll a perception check.
I don't think a perception.
I don't think so.
Nope.
It is a social skill.
no, it's not. Sakaar has a in a moment of empathy becomes somewhat frazzled by all of the carnage around him, all of the eagles falling and his friends also falling, so he just can't quite focus enough to spot a good place for a landing. Oh, no. And we will move it to Little Sparkle.
I think she is going to abandon Eagle and basically try to, watch as it's like try to figure out its trajectory and wait for her moment and try to tumble off it in the safest way possible, kind of, pulling her cloak around her to try to protect herself from the sharper bits on the place she's tumbling down to.
Okay. Using acrobatics?
Yep.
All right, go for it.
42.
42 will succeed.
There we go.
I was hoping she'd try to hide from gravity.
Yeah, I did not think stealth was really going to fly in any way.
Get it?
This is so bad.
I'm not the one who said it.
But we all
I laugh. Know, that's why I laughed.
Terrible.
Yes, all right. Yes, we are.
So, yes, Little Sparkle tumbles off of the eagle and is currently kind of spiraling down towards a relatively safe spot, which takes us to Kat.
You're good if I use Arcana this round, right, Brian?
I guess. Oh, man.
Can't you use Diplomacy to keep the give the eagle extra strength to keep going a little bit further?
You can do it, Eagle. I have faith in you.
I mean, the eagles are sentient, so yes, he could if that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah. I will do that because I will also use Beguiling Tongue, giving me a +5 to my diplomacy. Yes, Beguiling Tongue, +5 to diplomacy. I should probably actually look at what my diplomacy was.
There you go.
That's a 50.
All right, a 50 will do it.
I feel like Brian.
Yeah, watch, he's going to roll like a 72
thanks,
or something.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, Kat talks to his eagle, who briefly snaps out of it and opens its wings and stabilizes.
Come on, we can get through this. All you need to do is land right over there.
So
this is going to take us to Randus.
Okay, yeah, seeing that Kat's kind of perked up his bird and it's kind of doing a lot more stable flight while mine's doing a lot more plummeting. I think I'm going to try to leap from mine and bamf out of existence and try to come back on top of Ket's eagle.
Wow.
and try to arcana it up to get that timing right?
Oh, I will allow this.
Okay.
Why?
Because your bird is flying better than mine.
There's a cliff right there.
All right, go ahead.
Ooh, 44?
44 will do it.
Ooh, okay.
Wow.
You rolled an eight.
Yes.
So Ket is like, yes, all you have to do is make it to that place over there and we'll be fine, at which point, like, the whole, like, the eagle just kind of, like, you know when you hit turbulence and the whole plane just, like, drops about, like, 5 feet? That happens as, I don't know, there's probably, like, a big, like, rewinding sound. Like, I don't know what it sounds like when Randa's uses his time powers.
Sounds like a Missy Elliott song.
Yep.
When one of the coils in a watch springs out.
Yeah. Randa's finds himself on Ket's Eagle as well. And that is the top of the round.
Gosh. What could I use history for?
Remember that time we were plummeting towards the ground before?
Use Arcana.
I can't. Brian just did it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm.
My bad.
I wonder, Rodrigo, as I'm using my gauntlets of climbing and swimming here, when I'm looking up, do I see anybody, like, on the wall of the tower, or do I see anybody about?
Nope. This whole area appears to be empty right now.
Hmm. I still don't want anyone to spot me regardless. They may not be able to see me. Can I be sneaky and stealthy as I try to climb up this wall?
Only if you can tell me how that will directly prevent Sakaar from becoming like a blood stain on the pavement.
That's a good question. I wonder if there's a memory that I can remember about Sakaar and figure out how to use history.
Remember that last time we were falling?
Because I've really got nothing at this point. Doopy 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 doo.
How's your perception?
My perception is not very good compared to my endurance, my nature. Ooh, how about this? Ooh, this is still not going to be very good, but it's probably the next group of highest things that I can make work. I will say a little prayer to those eagles that have died to make sure that their spirits go on to the next world. Will that work? Or do I need to say a prayer to save Sakaar?
That does seem a little bit more pressing. What
all right.
What were you hoping to use there?
Religion.
I mean, I have allowed literally just praying to the gods to work in these situations before. So if you can tell me what you're praying for and to.
Oh, God. Please don't let Sakaar die.
Dear Coraline, please don't let this doofus vampire croak.
Is it nature that summons the eagles?
Mm-hmm. It is, but my nature is not that good.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it would be a quick prayer to Coraline to say, I know Sakaar isn't the greatest of nicest people, but he is much better than everyone else out there in the world, so please don't let him die.
Nature, you say.
Okay.
Yep, there we go. Fail. 26.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Orm's not been very religious anyway. He hasn't been observing the holy days or anything like that.
The high holy days, right.
Yeah, he really hasn't.
Yeah.
He
only prays in emergencies like when Sakaar is about to be street pizza.
Yep. All right. So I'm guessing there's no rerolls here.
Oh, no.
Okay. So that's gonna be your second failure on the challenge there.
It is.
Which is going to take us to Sakaar, who yet finds himself rapidly approaching the ground astride an enormous eagle.
What do I know about the eagles vis-a-vis their continued existence? These are spirit eagles. Do they cease to exist? I mean, clearly the first time that they called down the eagle, I knew that eagle. Was he my friend?
Well, when they appear, they fly in, and when we're done with them, right, they fly off. So they don't like
these eagles. They are sentient creatures. They're things. Mm-hmm. Of nature. They exist. Yep. I don't want to let them splatter either.
Right.
Okay, so being as I am, incredibly powerful in an upper body strength sort of way, I'm going to athletically swing down off the side of the eagle. I am going to heft the eagle onto my shoulder, using its wings to try and bring us down in a hang glider fashion, and land with my feet on something that is not super sharp rock and will not kill myself or the spirit eagle.
That is bloody fantastic.
Yeah, that's really ridiculous, and I love it. So go ahead.
I am going to buckle some swashes, baby.
Yeah.
And it better frickin' work. Okay, so athletics. Hang on, what's my number on athletics?
You get to roll this one twice, right?
I do get to roll this one twice, hence the reason why I'm doing it. And my athletics is, holy crap, is my athletics the same as my perception?
Wow.
Almost. I would say strength is your best stat.
Strength and wisdom, it makes sense.
Ooh, nice.
Nat 20.
I'm really glad you got a nat 20 on that one.
Because you don't have to try and explain to me how it didn't quite work.
Oh, no, please. That one explains itself. It's like you die and the eagle lands on top of you and you die again. I'm glad because then I get to say that happens. The car climbs down to the eagle's chest and, yeah, just like uses his strength to force the eagle to open its wings. And he just, you know, immediately catches an updraft and then almost equally dangerously just swoops straight upwards, but is not currently falling to his death.
Yeah.
Which takes us to Little Sparkle. So just as a quick recap, Sakaar is now hang gliding with an eagle. Ket and Randus are trying to keep another eagle alive. And Orym and Little Sparkle are on the parapet.
Okay. Then I'm going to basically try to be ground control and, you know, look out from where they are and, like, shout directions to the two of them since they're both very busy with, like, physically trying to manipulate eagles and hoping that I can help guide them in.
Okay. Using diplomacy?
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds good. I can let you reroll that.
Sweet.
Beautimus.
I thought that you still had that power.
You can do it.
Never getting rid of that one.
33
is not going to do it.
Telling us the right directions.
All right. Ket, help me out.
Roll that again.
You're facing us.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Well, luckily I still have my own reroll of always a natural, so I'll try that. Oh, wow. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Action point, because otherwise we're going to fail this skill challenge. So
you can do it, Sam. We believe in you.
Come on.
Oh wow.
Four rolls, guys. They were 2, 2, 6, 7. I had four attempts to roll above 9.
It happens.
Oh my gosh, that's tough.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I forgot. Because of my Paragon path, when I rerolled, when I spent an action point on a skill check, I get +5.
Oh. So
that's a 37.
That's
37. A 37 is a success.
Yeah. And I don't like using my action points on skill challenges, but that is the advantage of it. So.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Sam, for nerding out the numbers.
Yeah, no problem. Expert assault. When you spend an action point to take an extra action, you gain a +5 bonus to skill checks. Woo!
Booyaka!
All right. Yeah, there's definitely a moment of, like, Little Sparkle shouting directions and be like, go left. No, your other left.
My left!
Situation, yeah. But... by the once everything gets cleared up and Randus and Ket fly dangerously or dangerously buzz a guard tower, everyone who's in control of an eagle right now is able to spot a good landing area. Who's going to take us to Ket?
Oh God, we still have two more to get there.
That's right. Oh, you and Randus. It all comes down to you, Ket.
It doesn't all come down to me. I could just fail this outright.
I mean, you could.
Could, but
if I succeed, it all comes down to Brian. So I'm going to use Speak with Spirits here.
Okay.
Which during this turn, I gain a bonus to my next skill check equal to my wisdom modifier.
Okay.
Which is a 2.
Still good.
I mean, it's still something.
Yes.
Ugh. Not going to be able to bluff my way into this. Which would be a terrible idea anyways. I assume there's no way that I could streetwise my way out of this.
Probably you
could,
not.
You could bluff.
Not unless you know the streets of Cloud City.
But this is the thing. You could bluff. You could go, hey, Sakaar, look right over there. There's a thing or something to land on.
And lie to you?
Why?
Yeah, it's
how
just
was that helpful?
Plan to eliminate Sakaar has finally come to fruition.
I will allow you to automatically succeed if you just throw Sakaar under the bus.
Oh, man, yeah, don't. Man. Why?
No, no, no.
I'm going to use Arcana to summon a bus above Sakaar.
You can't summon a bus. You can only train elephants.
I am going to use Arcana to try and teleport me and Randus to the safe spot.
Okay.
Oh, 35.
35 is not going to make it.
Did you put in a plus 2?
I'll use my action point.
Okay.
Hey, a 44. That makes it.
44 will make it.
I assume I'm a little off trajectory.
Yeah. Really what ends up happening is Ket pushes Randus off the eagle and then uses a clever set of teleports to not kill him on the way down. But the landing's pretty rough.
We'll take it.
You have to teleport.
Any landing you can walk away from?
So that you come out flying across the ground instead of shooting right into it.
All right. Last roll, no matter what.
Oh, boy.
Time to try and save Sakaar.
Save Sakaar.
Randus going to save the day. Please tell me that you saved that thing you have a plus 95 to.
Well, he can't use Arcana because Ket just used it.
Yes.
Plus he used it the last time.
Last round. I should have teleported Sakaar and not Randus because Randus can just endure the tits.
That's true.
So what's Sakaar's situation currently?
Sakaar is now at the apex of an upward climb, and it really doesn't look like the... You know, it's like if you're at the very top, you would hope that then the eagle would like go down and stabilize, but it just looks like it's falling, gonna start falling backwards here pretty soon.
Stall out. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Could I use nature as a means to try to figure out how to make some controlled explosions to make some wind gusts to push the bird the right way for him to not stall out and glide to a safe landing?
I feel like controlled explosions are going to be Arcana.
Okay.
Could he use nature to basically, I don't know, pull something that's like bolstering the ritual that summoned these guys, like infusing them with spirit magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd allow that.
Like somehow tapping into Sakaar's essence to bolster the eagle he's on.
I do have reroute. Essence.
Yes.
You can use nature to discern the nature of my nature.
That'll be part of it. So I'll try that, I guess.
All right. Keep in mind, there is a precedent for being merged with an
eagle.
How
do you go about doing that? I mean, I'll allow the role, but okay. What exactly happens here?
I think I fashioned together some kind of barbed bolas that I'll try to launch and basically latch into Sakaar and the eagle and kind of jumpstart the eagle with Sakaar's nature essence.
Oh, I like it.
I mean, I definitely like it because it's going to be great no matter what.
Yes. That's what I go for. It's going to be glorious. Right. Don't know if it's glorious good or bad.
Yep. Go ahead and roll that.
Okay. Why are you stalling out? Ooh, 34?
34 is not going to do it.
37 or higher.
Going to spend an action point?
Okay.
We can do this. You can do this.
Oh, worse.
Oh, no.
Just by one. But 33. Yeah, I don't got anything. Sorry, Zakar.
Okay. Yes. The eagle gets to its apex. Sakaar is holding on, at which point he sees this pair of flying stakes fly past, connected by some sort of cable, just missing him and the eagle entirely. And when they get to the very top of their apex, Sakaar finds himself surrounded by a soothing green light. And small sort of points of like golden energy and light, which at which point the eagle dissolves and Sakaar falls several stories to the ground and hits the ground super hard. Go ahead and eat 4 healing surges there for Sakaar.
Oh.
And at the end of this...
You don't want to know how many my healing surges are, either.
And at the end of this, everybody realizes that they really strained themselves, so everybody else can lose 2.
No.
Roger.
Ouch. Mm.
Oof.
Where's my retrospect, maybe it's better I missed with that.
Well, we're still in one piece.
Yeah, I suppose. Let's.
That was terrifying.
Where did I land?
You land right in the middle of the courtyard. You're, you know, maybe 50 feet away from where Randus and Ket landed.
That is probably the third most terrifying trip I've had on the Eagles.
What were the other two?
We got attacked mid-flight. A little worse, I feel. Oh, and also I merged with one of them.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
That's where this came from. Shadow appears.
Second biggest monkey head I've ever seen.
The old giant monkey head trick, eh?
Well, that was not good.
Let's try to get out of this heat.
Yes, yes, yes. Can we find a entrance, a door somewhere that might lead us inside?
Yeah, basically all of you either landed on the wall or actually inside of the keep in the courtyard. So there are a handful of buildings. There's what is clearly the main building. It's a big old castle. It has a big set of double doors in front, and probably other entrances in other places. And then there are several other buildings. There's one that's clearly a stable or a stables. And some others are like housing, maybe a smithy as well, maybe some storage.
All right. Where would look to be the main door? The one that says, welcome, visitors.
Yes, there is no writing on the door, but if you go up to the keep, it has a big set of double doors.
Okay.
I will examine the doors.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
28.
Okay. They appear to be a mundane set of big old double doors.
Gesture to Sakaar. They don't seem to be trapped.
Sakaar will open the doors.
Okay.
Actually, Sakaar will take a moment to pop his shoulder back into place, crack his knuckles, and then open the door.
All right.
That was a very hard impact.
Sakaar pulls on the door, and it opens with a loud, resounding, creaking noise. Yep.
Correct. Something like that.
That, that continues to echo down the... It continues to echo down the hallway once the door is open.
Sakaar enters the doors.
I'll follow.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
So you are inside a big stone archway in a building. This kind of a mezzanine sort of area. There are lots of sort of torch holders along the walls, and there are torches there, and they are lit.
Well, someone's here, unless they're magically sustained. I don't know. Can one of you tell that?
Arcana. Yeah. What kind of check would that be?
Arcana.
Yep.
Well, I'll do a nature check.
Blow one out and see if it stays out.
41. It could be a magic candle 36. Without it being like a birthday cake magic candle.
No, these appear to be mundane torches.
Hmm. Oh, someone's expecting us.
Expecting
should we
someone.
Call out? Should we call out?
Why don't we just see where this goes?
Okay. So, like, is this like a dirty, spooky, cobwebby hallway, or is this like, it looks pretty clean, but it's...
Yeah, it does look pretty clean. It looks like it's in disrepair, but actually, now that you look around, it doesn't look terribly dusty, and, you know, it's like that wall has a chunk missing, but the chunk is, like, nowhere to be found.
Okay.
So someone took the chunk?
Presumably. Someone
cleaned up after
someone's
it?
Yeah, has been cleaning up. Yeah.
Now we're going to have to find whoever took the chunk.
Mystery of the chunk.
Chunk finders.
I guess we should go forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it seem dark ahead of us to where we want to grab a torch?
No, there does seem to be some light up ahead. In fact, as you guys begin moving forward, due to the light up ahead, you see a shadow coming towards you.
Hello.
So down this sort of curving hallway, you see something. It is a humanoid, has grayish skin. Its face is kind of appears to be kind of desiccated. Its nose is kind of wrinkled up into nothing. And it's kind of, its mouth, its jaws are closed, but its lips are kind of rolled back and open. And it kind of shambles towards you. It's wearing green robes and has a green ribbon covering its eyes.
So this is obviously some form of undead.
That's what it looks like, yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is it shambling towards us or just shambling in general?
I mean, it's shambling towards you, but also it's coming down the hallway. So presumably the only direction it can shamble is towards you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or back the way it came.
Hello?
Shamble, shamble. It does. When it moves, as it gets closer, you can hear that it makes some sort of noise. Like it's kind of like...
Can you speak?
That was just a noise. It was not necessarily a response.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does it seem to be ready to eat us or anything?
It doesn't seem to be like attacking you unless this is as fast as it goes, in which case, maybe. It's also not like holding its hands out to like grab you. They're just kind of dangling at its sides. But yeah, pretty soon, I mean, it just keeps going, so it's going to get relatively close to you. What do you guys do?
She'll say, why don't we just get out of its way? I think it's unintelligent.
All right, we'll all step aside.
Okay,
you guys step aside, and sure enough, it walks right past you to the double doors, stops in front of them, sees that they're open, and just kind of walks through and keeps walking.
Hmm. Okay.
Stopped at the doors?
No, it went through the doors.
After stopping.
Yep.
Like it was anticipating doors being closed.
Exactly.
Hello?
Are you calling after it?
No, I'm just calling out in general.
Oh. Sparkle just like raises a finger, just like, let's just proceed. There might be things that are here that aren't intelligent that won't be friendly.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So we kind of push the car back to the front and follow behind.
All right. You guys go deeper in and pretty soon find yourselves at kind of a juncture. There's kind of a big set of stairs that lead up. Another big set of stairs that lead down. And then there appear to be other hallways sort of as a T intersection.
Are there torches lit in all of them?
Yes, there appears to be some source of light coming from all directions.
Okay.
In fact, we'll say that if you look down a hallway, you literally spot one of these things lighting a torch.
Okay. Hmm. So do we go up or down?
Can I like determine, look at the kind of like the floors? Is there any like evidence of more traffic in any one place or direction?
Not really. They actually seem pretty clean. We'll say you also see one of those things down the hallway with a broom.
Huh.
It's not using it, it's just taking it somewhere.
Sure. Huh. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know that we're necessarily expected so much as these things just go through the motions of keeping this place ready.
Sure. But if we were looking for Vecna, would Vecna be up in a high tower? Or would Vecna be down in a dungeon somewhere?
I have no idea.
I'm going with up.
That's what I would kind of guess, too, because he is or was a wizard, right?
Yes.
I'm going with up for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Okay. Okay.
An argument could be made for either direction, but I think that up is easier.
Yeah. So again, exits back the way you came. Up, down, and then there's a T intersection here for left and right as well.
Oh, do we want to just check this floor before we move on?
I mean, sure.
How huge was this citadel again?
It's pretty big. You do see that the hallways on either side have multiple hallways that split off from them.
Do we want to mark whichever way we go?
That's a great idea.
It's like a good idea.
I'll pull out a piece of chalk and mark.
Which way we going?
Which way are we going?
So the T intersection goes left or right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how T intersections work.
Yes.
We could be on the side or the top of the T right now, and it could go forward or right.
Correct. But you do, in fact, you are at the bottom of the T. So either left or right.
Let's go left.
Okay. I'll put a mark on the wall. Not so big that some undead servant will come and wipe it off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull out a piece of paper and start drawing a map.
Ooh.
Okay.
Old school.
Yes.
All right. You guys go left. You spot a hallway. As you go left, there are sort of multiple other perpendicular hallways. You look down one, and it appears to be end in a kind of a privy type situation, just like a stone area with a hole down the center. If you look down the opposite way, it appears to be rooms.
How big do the rooms appear to be?
they're sizable, you know, enough that you could actually have a bed and some chairs and a desk maybe. And indeed, if you go down and look into some of the rooms, some of them have that set up. Some of them are empty. None of the furniture looks like it's been used recently.
Do these appear to be barracks?
No, they're probably a little too...
like guest rooms?
Yeah, they're not sort of what I want to say. Like, they're not grid-like enough to be barracks.
Oh, okay.
As you continue down the hallway, you spot more other hallways that have similar setups until you finally get to one that has another big set of double doors.
Take a look at the doors. Make sure they're not trapped.
Yeah, they do not appear to be trapped.
Push them open.
Okay. When you push them open, you see a couple hundred of those things.
Oh, boy.
They are hanging from the ceiling by what appears to be hooks.
Do they seem like... is this like storage, or are they, you know?
Yeah, it actually, in fact, appears to be storage.
Huh.
The hooks seem to go into their backs, and they're just kind of hanging from them, and they're not like screaming or writhing, but they are moving.
Whoa. Well, that's disturbing.
This sounds familiar.
Oh, how so?
Randis, how did you lose your arm again?
Skeleton exploded.
Oh, and then they were like dissecting you?
I don't know. I just kind of woke up and it was gone.
All right.
Close door.
Okay.
Make our way back the way we came, unless there's a different area to go.
Nope.
Okay. Go back to the main junction.
Intersection.
Yep.
Do you want to go right?
Sure.
We go right.
Okay.
Okay. You guys go right.
Was our mark still there?
Yep, your mark was still there.
Okay.
You go right, and on this side, there is a very similar setup. It's almost a mirror, except for a few slightly different things. Just kind of maybe a slightly bigger room, or the masonry is slightly different. And then you get to a big set of double doors.
Peek in again.
Okay. You push them open slightly and see that inside are a pair of really enormous, also undead humanoids. Like, these guys are maybe like 10 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And the moment that the little bit of light from the hallway, or they perceive it, they lunge at the door.
No, slam that door shut quickly.
Okay. You guys shut the door quickly, and you definitely do not hear them slam against the door.
Hmm.
Do
we hear anything?
Maybe some metallic sounds.
Hmm. Maybe they're also chained up in some fashion and can't actually get out.
I'm not going to go check.
Yeah, that's reasonable. It's not what we came here for.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Let's go upstairs.
I agree.
We go up the stairs. Okay.
You guys go up the stairs.
Dun, dun, up the stairs. Dun, dun, dun.
When you get to the top of the stairs, there is a hallway. And then the hallway splits in, this time, a Y intersection. And at the end of a short walk on either side, there is a door. So basically a Y intersection that ends in two doors. These doors, unlike pretty much everything else you've encountered this time, are labeled.
Can we read them?
What do they say?
Somebody speaks Supernal here, right?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. The one in the right, on the right, says, it says incoming secrets. The one on the left says outgoing secrets.
That's fantastic. This is where he processes the actual secrets.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, that seems useful.
Incoming, outgoing.
Oh. Dare we open up any of these?
Do we have a secret to submit?
I don't know if we want to open it.
Would that be, would he take offense?
Have we met Vecna?
No, but we don't want to go poking around in his paperwork. That's mighty personal.
We don't even know if he's here. He hasn't exactly rolled out the welcome wagon for us. This might be the best chance we get to actually get information.
Incoming, then?
Yeah.
All right. Check away.
Yeah, I'll take a look at the door, see if it's, again, trapped.
It is not.
Looks clear. I'll peek open the door.
Okay. Inside is a medium-sized room with, we'll say, maybe 10 pedestals arranged in a... let's say there's 9 pedestals arranged in a grid. So 3x3.
All right, is anything on the pedestals?
Yeah, there's something on each pedestal.
Walk up to the closest one?
She'll pause and start... assess it, look for pressure plates, poison gas vents, are there any other interesting traps, and then start very delicately walking in.
Why don't you give me another perception check?
27.
Okay. You don't spot anything.
All right. Then she'll move in to get a closer look.
So these are arranged in a 3x3. So you guys walk up. There's no light in this room. There is a place for torches, but all the light that you're getting here is coming from the outside. And if you walk up to one of the pedestals, one of the pedestals has a knife with a cool scabbard.
What's the scabbard look like?
It looks like it's made out of leather, but also it's got some kind of yarn type stuff in these repeating patterns, like X's and lines and squares, X's, lines, squares, also in between each a little space where it's just leather.
This is not what I was expecting.
Mm-mm.
What's on the other pedestals?
One of the pedestals has a letter.
Is it in an envelope or?
Yeah, it's an envelope. It's sealed.
Is there an insignia on the seal or anything?
No. On the actual envelope, it says "to my children."
Huh. In common?
Yep.
Take a look at the next pedestal.
In the other pedestal is an animal skull. It appears to be some sort of small antelope skull.
Continue down the line.
Okay. Let's say a wooden ball, some hay, a little pot with a flower coming out of it, and then a pair of shoes. Some, a bag of salt, and lastly, we'll say some spectacles.
Looking at the pedestals, do they seem to be pressure plates or anything like that, or something that would react if we, or magically warded, or would react if we removed anything?
You guys can give me an arcana check to check for wards, or a perception check, I guess. Checking for magical traps is perception as well, I think.
I guess
still I'll just
see if I can find any wards.
30.
39?
41. Okay.
Oh, perception.
Yep. As far as you guys can tell with your combined might, these appear to be not trapped in any way.
So dagger, letter, skull, ball.
Are these magical items?
I'll, who rolled Arcana? Did Brian roll Arcana? Yeah, I'll give you that. No, none of these appear to be enchanted.
It doesn't say that it has to be a living creature.
What?
For what?
History revealed.
Mm.
You touch a willing or helpless creature and see the most defining moments of the creature's life. The images appear in order from the most important to the least. Your arcana check determines the number of past scenes you see. The scenes you view are those most pivotal to the creature's history and are not chosen by any agency performing this ritual more than once. On the same creature, invariably displays the same scenes unless the creature has experienced defining moments since the last time you performed the ritual.
Neat. Yeah, it's kind of like legend lore.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd say definitely the skull doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
And probably the flower is not actually going to give you anything.
Right. Darn. Okay, then what about... Oh, no, that's not going to work either.
You guys hear some shambling coming down the hallway?
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
We're going to shamble away ourselves.
Yes.
Well, then let's check out this other room, then.
I say, is there anywhere for us to even hide from the shambler?
Nope. In fact, when you guys come out of the room, you see it heading in your direction. Again, it's not, like, sprinting towards you or anything. It, like, walks up to the room that you were in, closes the door, like, does that thing where it, like, just kind of with its hand, like, bats at it a little bit to get any dust out of the way. Checks the other door, which, you know, because of the way the hallway is, you guys kind of have to, like, you know, kind of scoot to the side to let it do its thing. Does the same thing to the other door, turns around, walks back down the hallway.
All right. Once it's passed, yeah, let's check out the other room. I can't make any sense of what those things were. I mean, I guess we could open the letter, but I don't know.
None of this is making a lot of sense right now.
Yeah. And we have limited time.
Yep, let's check the other room.
This would be outgoing secrets, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll slowly push open that door.
Okay. As you slowly push open that door, you notice several differences from the previous room. One, this room is lit. Mm-hmm. It's got actually kind of these kind of chandelier type array. And on the ceiling is just like several rings with candles on them. But as there are several rings, the other thing that you notice is that this room is much, much larger than the other one. In fact, this one has several hundred pedestals.
Oh, wow.
And each of which has something on them.
Does it also appear to be like an assortment of random objects?
It does as well.
And wait, this is ingoing or ingoing?
This is outgoing secrets.
Okay. Which is
outgoing.
This is outgoing.
Outgoing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid this information is not going to be particularly useful for us. Why don't we keep going? See if we can find something that is.
Hey, look, there's a troll trap.
Oh.
Well, don't move it, for God's sake.
Yes.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah. There's actually two objects in this room that are not on pedestals, but they're also kind of part of the grid. One of them you recognize as a troll trap from the Thousand Hector Armory. The other one is a big black urn with the symbol of the Obsidian Huntress on it.
Huh.
Whoa.
You want to check that out?
Yes.
Should we talk? Let's find someone to talk to first.
I don't know if we are going to find somebody to talk
to. Yeah, I don't know either. And I don't know how much time we'll have.
I could track last down. And then
time we dealt with him, we didn't even speak.
I guess.
Per se.
All right, but I mean, I guess we could come back here later, but this is so strange.
Yeah.
Sakaar spots something in there, too, that looks familiar.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It appears to be a badge.
Hmm.
I'm going to examine it without picking it up.
Okay, so you actually have to walk into the room and come up to one of the pillars, or one of the... Yeah, just a little display area where it is. It's a little badge of House Oblia. It's got, you know, a little sleeping dragon on it, on a purple field.
What in the world is this doing here?
Are these our secrets?
Maybe these manifest or represent secrets that are out in the world now, like that the Obsidian Huntress or the Raven Queen was reborn as the is dead and was reborn as the Obsidian Huntress, and that your house's vampires.
Possible.
I'm with Aurum on this.
Are they all related to us? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm wondering.
These are our secrets.
Yeah, let's press that theory. Like, looking around, do I roll, like, is there, if we, like, all gather around at a pedestal, can all, like, will one of us make a connection to it?
You go over to the, I mean, are you guys doing that?
Yes. Let's try it.
To the next pedestal.
Okay. The next pedestal, yes, several of you make a connection. It is a chunk of white stone. Aurum feels tired around it.
Oh, this nonsense.
Statusite?
Yep.
No.
All right. Let's move to the next pillar.
I guess pedestal. We did kind of spill that secret.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. You move to the next pedestal. It is a piece of paper that has an equation written on it.
Oh.
Brandis?
Yes, does this seem like a familiar equation?
You know, now that you look at it, if you were to express it mathematically, this does seem like a familiar equation. You would imagine this as Thien's frequency.
Yeah.
So then this begs the question is, if the other one is secrets that pertain to us that we just don't know yet.
That's what I was just thinking.
Incoming, outgoing. Let's look at the next one.
Okay, you go over to the next pedestal. It is a hammer, like a smith's hammer.
Does it look familiar?
No, not really. It actually looks like a pretty mundane smith's hammer.
Okay, what else do we have?
The next pedestal.
You go to another one, and it appears to be a bunch of schematics.
Does it look like some of the stuff from, like, the coil?
This one, no, not really. This actually appears to be some sort of, maybe some sort of weapon, something that is meant to spin around and fire lots of pellets or bullets or slugs very quickly. Brandis can ascertain by looking at it.
Would these be things that, like, Pistonella might make, or Zardin Bonnie's hammer? Would this be something that they might have?
I don't know. That doesn't fit. If it's our secrets, it should be our secret.
Yeah, I mean, the schematics, is that...
No. You don't recognize them, but, no. You know, once you look at them, you're like, oh, yeah, those, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like you could mow down a lot of people with this. In fact, you can just, you know, think of like a couple of ways that you would change it to improve the design. On to the next one?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. You go to the next one. It's, you know, like how kids make models out of like toothpicks and like marshmallows. So these aren't marshmallows. It's some sort of clay, but it's that same sort of situation. And it's an icosahedron.
The many vertices. I'm going to go back into the other room and take a look at that letter.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. Are you going by yourself?
No, she's not.
Yeah.
She is absolutely not.
So you're all going back into the other room?
Yeah. I think we would all follow as she moves.
Okay. You go to the other room, open the door. Mm-hmm. Everything looks exactly the same. There's that letter.
I pick it up.
Okay.
Try to delicately open it without, you know, damaging it as much as possible.
Okay. Give me a thievery check.
Yeah, sounds good. 30.
Okay. Yeah. You're able to open it without, like, in such a way that you should be able to seal it again.
Cool.
Without showing it off. Yeah. Pull out the contents.
Yep.
It's a will.
From who?
From some noble in Diamond Throne.
Does that name anyone we know?
It might name someone that Sakaar and Randus have heard of, but no one that they've really interacted with directly.
She like hands it over to Sakaar and Randus. Know anyone here?
I don't know. You want to look, Sakaar?
Do I recognize the name?
You recognize some of the last names. You've kind of been out of court for a long time, so, you know.
It's not someone that we would have first-hand personal knowledge of.
No, and it appears to be a perfectly mundane will.
Is there a date on it somewhere?
Yeah. It's was probably, it says it was created maybe 2 years ago.
2 years ago, okay.
Interesting.
Well, I don't think we actually have much of this, any type of special mystic connection between us and what we're seeing here. So I think it's best if we just proceed. We could get lost here.
I think we're just.
I agree. If there is a secret that's related directly to us, it's still a secret at this point.
I'll seal the letter back up.
Does that flower, is it a normal flower, or is it something that is only found in the Feywild?
You know, it appears to be a mundane flower, but you've never seen that flower before.
Interesting. I give it a sniff.
It smells good.
You should die.
Okay, I'm at a loss here.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep proceeding upstairs.
As you guys make your way out of that room, you see that there's another of those little shambly guys coming towards you. It is holding something. It is to the rest of you. You might see it and be like, oh, weird. That looks like Randus's hand, his metal one. To Randus, it's pretty uncanny because he recognizes that that looks exactly, absolutely exactly 100% like his actual hand, like his actual metallic hand.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay, where's this thing taking it?
Into the outgoing. Opens the door. Walks in with it.
So,
Why would it have a replica of your hand?
I think, could outgoing secrets be the future?
No.
No, because there's things that are already known in there, like, or at least known to some.
Yeah, actually, there was like a big ring type thing in there that you spotted.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you look at it, you're pretty sure that's a model of Snapstab.
Huh.
And now that you're looking a little farther inside, there's another, perhaps more disturbing model there as well.
Oh, is it Rutile Island?
Nope. But, Randus definitely immediately recognizes it as the super solenoid.
Oh.
This isn't great.
No.
Well, secrets.
They're not going to stay secret long, is I think what we can learn from here.
Another one walks by to put stuff in. This one is holding a vial with a label on it.
What's it say?
You kind of peek around its hands. It's got some kind of gooey stuff inside, and the vial says Plague Jackal on it.
Huh.
Ah.
That's really weird.
And then here comes another one. This one's got it's got kind of a metallic disc with some prongs sticking out in. Some of them point up, some of them point down. This is another one that Randus recognizes it, although it's a slightly different version of his time stabilization device.
Hmm.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think it's not good for us to be in here. as we leave the room, does Orym have memory of any of the things that he saw? Does he still retain those memories?
Sure.
Okay. That is weird.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm going to take I'm going to write down a detailed description of the 9 things in the other room.
That's fair. Let's get out of here.
All right.
Yes. Go back the way we came.
Okay.
Now we've got up or down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going up.
Before we make that decision, how about we take a break this week and leave everyone hanging and let you guys head over to majorspoilers.com. There's a link right there in the show notes. Just click on it. It'll take you over to the website. And then use the comments section to make your guesses as to what any of this stuff means. I'd love to read your theories. And we'll be back next week to see what else resides in the in this keep. But until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.